Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Marcia Cook, and a good story is a good story, and it is January 10th. It's 3 p.m. Central, 4 Eastern, 2 p.m. Mountain, and 1 p.m. Pacific, and then we have a guest on here from Israel, and he will tell us what time it is shortly. Okay, and we're going to have a fun show today. This is Dating is a Challenge, but when you're looking for love, you got to start somewhere. Lawrence Fisher and Richard Weiner are here, and they are experts on dating the wrong girls and having bad dates. And then they both know how tough it is out there, and we're going to talk about the relationships out there, and it's going to be fun. And we can call in, or I'm going to open the chat room in a minute, and we also have Mary Rita here, who works in my office. Hi, Mary. And she comes in and helps me sometimes. And she'll be in this program too because she's out there also. So we have we want to be represented there. Okay, so I'm just going to give a few little messages, and I want to say that Fran Lewis will be joining us on February 15th, and her show, she's going to be joining Virginia and I in the World of Ink once a month, and name of her show is going to be Focus Discussions, and she's going to be talking about books, and she's a really great book reviewer. And Sandra Elrod will be her assistant, and it's going to be a good show. They're going to be on once a month, and it'll be 4 Eastern. And that's okay. And then our show, Virginia and I are doing a show. We're doing it Friday, and with J.D. Holiday. And what we're going to talk about is, you know, when you're writing a book, what you have to do afterwards and how you have to have editing and you have to have a coach and a publisher and everything. But a lot of people are having trouble out there finding the wrong people and paying people that might not be doing the work for them. So we will be discussing that. And Virginia, actually, she put down that we have like 50 years of experience. So I don't know where she's counting from, but okay, she's saying that. Okay.
Can you see between
you? However she picked
that's
that
what
out.
It is.
Yeah.
Between
okay.
you.
Okay, and she's an editor also. So, and I am an agent, and I'm a writer, and I usually don't say that about myself, but I am, and Virginia is an editor, and she's a writer. And we will, okay, so those are those shows. And then one last thing, we have on Ashley Fontaine, I'm going to have a show on Thursday the 19th, and it's going to be at 8 o'clock Eastern. And actually, we're going to talk with Karen Fuller with World Castle Publishing, which is where I'm published with. And Ashley Fontaine was in a program from Kindle, and she had a great success with that. So she'll be on our show. And that's that for that. Now I'm going to bring on Richard, and I'm going to bring on Lawrence, and they're going to talk about their books. Lawrence's book is Kill Me Now, and Richard's book is Check, Please, and Hurry. So I think that we already know what this is going to be about. And so, okay, we're going to let Richard, you want to come on and just say, you know, how you got into this? And we're going to let Lawrence, and then I'm opening the chat room. Okay, let me go.
Okay. Well, to be very honest, I've been a widow for 5 years, and so it was time to get back out there. So I had some incredible dates. Some online dating and fix-ups, some that are really strange. And I would tell my friends about them, and they would laugh, and they would say, you know, you should write a book. And I said, oh, come on. You know, people say, when I was a school teacher, they said you should have wrote a book. Well, anyway, I'm thinking, you know something? If I've had bad dates, other people have had bad dates. So I said, okay, I'm going to start this process, and I started interviewing people. My friends and just strangers I'd walk up to, and I interviewed about 300, 400 people. And some of the stories I heard that were book-worthy were just unbelievable. So I decided every day I would come home since I'm retired, and I would start typing. And of course, I changed names so nobody's name would ever be used.
Right.
And it was, and people started telling them about this, and people started thinking this was really great. So I started the book, and the book is being published also by World Castle Publishing, and it'll be released on the 23rd of January, and it's been a lot of fun.
All right, and so then we'll just hold it for 1 second. Okay, Lawrence, Lawrence is from Israel, so tell us what time it is in Israel now.
Hello to all our loyal listeners. I know that a few are listening in
I've just got some messages that people are listening to your station. So hello to everybody who's listening.
Okay,
I can't tell you how beautiful weather is now because it's 11 p.m. and I'm still awake.
Yes. Yeah. It seems like you're up, because I was up at 2 o'clock on the computer and you were up. So that means you've been up like 24 hours, I think. I don't know.
I don't think you slept. I do sleep. I do sleep between my waking time.
Your book is called Kill Me Now. Okay, so now we got that. Tell us how you got into this.
Well, Kill Me Now, it's, what happened was I had a very, very good relationship with somebody in 2010, and I won't go into how good it was or whatever, but it was a very, very bad breakup, and not her fault and not my fault. Her parents happened to get in the way, and they totally vetoed everything, and I decided I knew I had to start getting out there, and I started going on a few dates. And my friends all knew that I'd had this bad breakup, and they started calling me and said to me, well, how was it? How was that date? And I told them about the one date that I happened to be on, and they happened to peck out laughing in front of me. And I turned around and said, don't laugh at me. They said, no, we're laughing with you. We're laughing for you. So I said, but I was there. I didn't find it funny. But then I thought about it. And it was, everything about the date was funny. So they told me to phone to tell another friend of mine. And I phoned them up, and they pecked out laughing. So I said, you know what, forget it. I'm not going to tell the story again. I'll send it to you by email. After about 2 weeks, the email was returned to me saying, you have to care about this funny date. And when it was returned, my own email was returned to me. I realized that, okay, I have to start writing a blog. And I started putting all my amusing dates, not the good dates, or not the okay dates or whatever, just the weird dates, them onto a blog. When the blog reached 2,500 people,
wow.
I said, okay, I have to stop to this. I have to put a stop to this. I'm going to take everything and I'm going to start a book. And that's how it started. The book started off with the title of The World of Dating After 40. And I thought that was an okay title, but I went on a date as described in my book. And it's a date with Miss Motormouth. And I was sitting there in this date. I'm a polite person, and I didn't want to run away. And I was with God, and I was saying to God, kill me now. And that became the title of the book. But unfortunately, God didn't listen to me. She said, Lawrence, go to bed. You sleep in it. Lawrence, you poor kid. You'll suffer more of these. So I put everything in, and I've had very, very, very good reviews. But there's actually a bit of a positive side to the good reviews, and also to the amusing part of things. My book has now been out for 3 months, and Israel being such a small country, a lot of people have heard of it already, despite the fact that it hasn't been translated into Hebrew. But quite often now, when I go on dates, and I know the date is either good or bad, it's got nothing to do with it. But
now if you go on a date, do the girls know that you wrote this book? This is not a good.
That's what I just said. That even if they don't know, I have to be honest with them, and I do tell them about it.
Yeah.
So what happens is they tell me about their date.
Right.
You have to put that in your book. It's a lot of fun as far as that's concerned. You know, they're good sports and they're good spirits, and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Now, Richard, you're going to have the same thing now, because your book is going to be out, so you're going to have to probably tell them this is what you do now.
Well, right. I mean, some of the things that I consider myself now having a doctorate degree in dating.
Yeah.
Because I've been out on a lot of them. And some of them I just have to shake my head because, you know, the big thing is where do you meet a woman today? If you're not fixed up, you don't, you know, in bars, but you go on the Internet. Yeah. And it seems like most people are dishonest on the Internet.
Yeah.
You know, they lie about their age and they lie about their body style. I've seen bodies that weigh 280 pounds. You know, and I could tell you a date that had a woman said she was 59 years old. I'm 66, and she said she was 59. The picture on the computer was absolutely gorgeous.
Well, maybe that's what she was at 59.
That's exactly it. She turned out to be 70.
Okay, well.
And I sat there, my mouth hit the floor. But I have a philosophy. I'm as nice as I can be, so I kill a half an hour or whatever. But the thing is this, is that what I don't understand is people are looking for relationships. And how could you start a relationship out on a lie? I just can't, you know, I'm very honest.
But like now, though, I mean, you know, for everybody, the truth is, though, it's a whole different world than it ever was. I mean, you know, at first when people said, oh, you're going to get dating on the Internet, you're going to go like, oh, my God, are you crazy? But now it's being done a lot, and people actually are getting married, and I've heard of this a lot, that they're getting married. But it's true.
Yeah.
People lie on the Internet about everything. So why wouldn't they lie about this? You know, I mean.
It's a numbers game. But some of the people, I mean, some of the things that I've learned, like, you know, if you go out to dinner with a girl, 99% of the women will have a salad. And, you know, they'll ask, I'm talking from personal experience, you know, they'll say, can I split the check? And I say, no, I never, ever split the check. I always pay for the date. And I have a girl that goes out and she orders a $65 bone-in ribeye. You know, you have to look at her, and I mean, I had to tell her that you can't eat the bone, you know, and those girls never asked to split the check.
Now, how about in Israel? What about that? I mean, do you find that in Israel, the same thing, you know, that when you go out, they order salads?
It really depends. You know, quite often it depends on the dates, but more and more people are being wary of that kind of thing. And you have two kinds of people. The people who say, okay, let's meet for coffee, wine, drink, or whatever beforehand, before you start going on a dinner date. The other kind of people say, oh, you know what, I want to be wined and dined by the man. Whatever happens afterwards, got nothing to do with it, I want to be wined and dined. They're bored, and they have got nothing else to do for their time. So they want to go out on a date, and that doesn't happen often. But quite often, you know, the dates are not. Not everyone will order a salad, but even if you do order a salad, guess what's in a salad? But that never bothered me. You know, order whatever you want to. It's got nothing to do with it. As long as the date is good, you know, there was one date that I had that it was one of my worst dates, put it this way. When I met the girl for lunch, and we'd already arranged that we were going to meet for lunch, and pitched up there at 12:30 on my lunch hour, and. I won't exactly say where we met or anything about her, but she, as I arrived, she said, let's order. Okay, I've just arrived there, just said hello, you know, kiss on either cheek or whatever, and she said, let's order. But I want to enjoy the company. I've just met the girl, first time. I've spoken to her for 2 to 3 weeks on telephone, but I've just met her. And she calls the waitress over, and she says to the waitress, okay, I'll have a salmon salad. I said, okay, but I want to see the menu. She says to me, the salmon salad is very, very good here. So I said, okay, but I want to see the menu. So she looked at her watch. It was 25 to 1 still. I said, to the menu, and she's looking at her watch. So I said, you know what? So I said to the waitress, you know what? If the salmon salad is good, bring me the salmon salad. She looks at her watch. At 12:45, she nags the waitress, where's the salad? Salad says, at 3 minutes after to one. In other words, 2 minutes to 10 to 1, she said the salad arrived and she started eating. At 5 to 1, she took her serviette, her napkin, and threw it into her salad and asked for the bill, the check. I looked at her and said, I haven't yet finished eating. I haven't touched my food yet. So she looked at what was 5 to 1. It's over. And I said to her, you know what? Go. Get out of here. Leave now. Just get out of here. Go. I don't want to keep you here. She said, but I want to go. Just get out of here. I don't want to see you. She called me back. Why haven't I called?
What did she do?
She called me back on Tuesday to ask why I didn't call her back. I said, thrown her out of the date.
Oh, my God. Tell you're still having heartburn because you didn't even eat. You couldn't even eat. Oh, my God. Mary, Mary's listening to this. Okay, here's a woman's opinion. So, Mary, like, what happens with you? You know, I mean, like, he didn't even get to eat.
That just reminds me of some of my really bad dates.
But he didn't eat.
One of you said about the age thing, the numbers. It's a numbers thing. And I think it was my first actual... I've been a widow for about 8 years, and the first date that I had on Match.com, the man said that he was, I think he said he was 59, and at the time I think I was about 52, and I don't care if someone knows my age, so I don't have a problem with that, but so we met in a restaurant. I didn't have enough sense to say, why don't we meet at the bar or something? And as soon as I saw him, I just thought, the only way he sees 59 is if he's driving 59 miles per hour. He was a good 79 years old. And I'm not the best with sports, but I do love basketball. And he got very upset with me because I went to DePaul University, and one of the big basketball heroes back in the 50s was George Mikan. And he said, I went to DePaul, and George Mikan was the star basketball player. And I just went, really? He didn't think I would know who he was or anything that. So I think it really cuts both ways sometimes with the, with the not telling the truth. But I've had some where I've just thought, how can I get out of here?
Yes. See, I guess when you're younger, you just leave. What? You run? Is that what you said?
Well, I've been very tempted many times. In fact, I saw someone said you always want to make sure you're someplace where you can make a good exit, because what was the other? One was really good. This one man didn't tell. He said he was separated, and I thought, okay, you're separated. So then he wanted to take me to this. This Lake Geneva, which isn't far from here. So then I said, that might be nice. He said, but there's something I have to tell you. Now, okay. He said, I've been married 7 times.
Oh.
I didn't know how to respond other than that was another one of those. How quickly can I get out of here?
Lawrence, have you ever been married before?
I've never been married before, but I would like to get married one day if I meet the right person.
Yeah. See, that's the thing, I mean, because, it's women, men, you're both out there, and I think that, sometimes when you're younger, I think when you're very young, like when you're dating in high school or things like that, you're not looking for the same things naturally, and when you're younger, you don't even think of the things you think of when you get older. I mean, Richie, I'm sure you know this because, you've been through a lot, too, so,
There are rules, but there are rules for dating, which I've come up with because, first of all, people that are online or people want a relationship, okay? But you have to be on the same page with somebody. My rules are you don't go out with somebody that's just divorced. because they're in a different spot than you are. You do not go out with somebody that's just widowed. And I was there. So, you know, you're not ready. You do not go out with somebody that's separated. You do not. And then when you meet somebody, you always meet them. Listen, I've got, right now, I think I have stock in Starbucks. I never went to Starbucks before I started dating. And now I drink so much Starbucks, it's coming out of my ears. You know, I learned a lesson. You don't go out for dinner, you know. You go to a bar for a drink, and you know what I'm saying? And it's very difficult.
For a drink or for coffee.
Right. And now my book, my book is aimed at men and women. You see, I've got women's stories and I've got men's stories. So, and everybody, but the women say the same thing about the men as the men say about the women. You know, what people don't realize, I'm 66 and I look at somebody and I don't want to date a very young woman. I'm looking for my last date. I'm not going to date somebody 16, 18 years younger than me.
Uh-huh.
And, a woman says, she doesn't put 60 down because a man doesn't look at a woman that's 60. Well, you know, there's exceptions. My ages go from like 57 to 63. So, you know, and I'm looking. And the thing is that you have to be a good judge of character also. There's too many red flags, you know, and when you spot a red flag, you got to get the heck out of there. You can't be waiting. You're 20 years old or 25 anymore.
Yeah.
And,
you probably don't see them. Like when you're, if you're 18 or 20, you probably don't see them because you're not even, you don't think that far in advance of things,
Just remember that when you're all, in our 20s, so we're all getting married, we're all on the same page. We're all on the same boat.
Yeah.
Now, 40 years later, everybody's had different ways of life, and to combine yourself is very difficult. You know, I had to learn a lot of things the hard way. I mean, I go out with a girl the first time. I said, what would you like to eat? She says, I love surf and turf. Well, I'm going to take her to get a hamburger and some tuna fish. You think I'm going to get some steak and a lobster?
Very good.
Like Lawrence is saying, he's saying he doesn't care about what they eat. He cares about if he's going to have a good time. So, you know.
I don't agree with that.
It's all about enjoying yourself.
Yeah.
You have to enjoy yourself. You have to enjoy life. You've only got one life. You have to live it to its fullest. If you go out to the date and you're not enjoying yourself, then it's time to call.
But you don't want to be taken advantage of.
That's so quite often.
I'd rather have a meal that I can enjoy with someone I like.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that on a first date.
Now, I just want to ask Lawrence a question. Now, you have no children, Lawrence, okay? I know that Richard does. Now, you have no children, so what if you meet a younger woman and she has, like, three children? Does that affect you, or
when I look for my dating profile or whatever, I specifically say that I'm looking to start a family. And there are a lot of women who are looking to start I'm going out with a girl who's got more than two children.
It's hard. See, now Richard, you have a son. How many?
Have a child, so I've no idea. So more than enough women out there who are interested. And my dating profile, Richard said he's in the people in the 60s, in the late 30s, early 40s. There are a lot of who are in there.
I think we missed part of that because I think we're getting vibration. Did everybody hear him? Because I didn't.
No.
Yeah. I think you're going in and out. I think what happens is we can't hear you now.
You can't hear me.
No. Mm-mm. No, not much.
No. Okay, let me call in again.
You're going to call in again? Okay, you'll call in again? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, all right. So you have, so now you have one child?
I've got three children. I've got five grandchildren and one on the way.
Wow.
And, you know, and when I go out with a woman, too, you know, some women have had children late in life. And when there's young kids, it's I'm out of there because I raised mine. I don't want to raise somebody else's kids.
Yeah.
You know, I prefer myself going out with somebody that's been married.
Yeah.
Somebody that has children, because relationships are difficult, and the more you have as far as the building blocks, the stronger the relationship.
Right, right.
You know.
That's true.
Mary, were you going to say something too about that?
Well, I don't have children, but I'm very close with my nephew and his family, and so they're my, you know, my great nieces and great nephews, And I think that's real important. But, you know, I mean, I'm not sure if I'd want to get married again. I would like to meet somebody that I could do things with, but that seems to be a difficult, you know, that seems to be difficult to meet somebody.
I think Lawrence is back on. I think we got him back on. Okay.
Oh, good.
Yes, he is.
I hope we can hear.
Yeah.
Lawrence, are you here? Yeah. Are you on?
Yes,
I know. So then, so you don't, so you're looking for a relationship regardless then of children. So you're okay with having kids?
As you said, I'm still looking to start. So I'm not looking for a woman who has, say, children. I'm looking to start that we can go together and all of that. Although I'm not ruling anything out.
Because, you know, it is hard, though. I mean, you know, it is hard both ways, you know, with children, without, because if you don't, you know, because then you might find someone that has had children and she doesn't want to have children of her own, and that, you know, of your children with, you know, the next person. So that would mean that's out for you then you wouldn't be able to have the children that you want.
Not necessarily. What I find often when I speak to a woman, I say, we're not going to have children immediately. It's not going to be 1 year down the line because we've got to be in a relationship first. So quite often it's telling some of you that we can discuss together as a couple. But it's not something that if someone says to me, no, they're definitely not. That's one thing, but if they said they say something like maybe, it's totally different.
So what about now? Like, okay, you've had a lot of these bad dates. I mean, have you had good dates? Like Richard, have you had good dates that you went on with? You know, with more time.
Absolutely, there's good dates. I mean, not everyone's a bad date. You know.
So like, if you dated somebody once or twice, do you sometimes don't date them for a while and then maybe go out again or?
Something that doesn't really happen. I look at things a little differently. You know, I look at it this way. At 66 years old, your window's closing a little bit. You don't have time to, you look in the rearview mirror and you head forward, not backward.
That's true. Yeah, although, hey, you know, my grandmother, she lived till 101, and she always believed that, you know, you have to be in a relationship. She was just, you know, and she used to say if her legs were better, she would have found somebody else at 100, you know.
If I'm 100 years old and I'm on this computer, you can kill me now.
Yeah, kill me now. You know, my mother always used to say that as an expression. It's funny that your book, Lawrence, is that name, because my mother, whenever she was explaining something and she just wanted, you know, if she'd see some guy, like, you know, and somebody would, you know, I mean, she didn't get married after my father passed away, but she would have liked to maybe, you know, go out a little. But the funny thing is she would always say, oh, just kill me, you know, and, you know, sometimes. And it's funny that she always used that expression, you know. But, I mean, sometimes you just feel like, okay, forget it, you know. But I used to have lunch with, like, a lot of women that didn't get married and when they were older, and they decided that they made a mistake maybe when their husbands had passed away. They decided they maybe should have to have some companionship, but then by the time they were in their 80s, that's when they realized that, though. It's too late, you know. Of course, it's never too late, but people do, you know. I have another screenplay like that. It's never too late. You know, but it is not, you know, because some
grandfather
people do.
My grandfather met a woman when he was 85. He met a girl.
More power, too.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, you know, see, that's the thing. Love is love. You know, I always say that love is love and romance. You know, I mean, people still like romance no matter probably what age it is. And, you know, I mean, you know, it seems like, you know, when you do go online, though, it does seem like it could be not a good situation, because if they're showing a picture of themselves like 20 years before, which I don't think that's not impossible for people to do, because you know that. You're saying, you know, and I guess that's being, already you know they're not truthful, so how do you want to have, you don't want to probably get involved with them.
You're absolutely right. But then again, too, people, I can't understand people. You go online and you take a look at the pictures. They might have five pictures, and each one's different. Maybe it's from a different decade. And then they show pictures of their cats and their plants and their refrigerator. Who cares about that?
That does happen. Or else you quite often see a picture of a woman with her arm placed around a male. So you never know who you're referring to, the male or the female, or whether they're a couple or whatever.
Okay.
It's like one of my friends told me that he went on a date, was with a girl, and she saw a picture of a guy next to her, and she said, "Well, that was me before my sex change operation."
Oh. Well, wow. Yeah, I guess you wouldn't know, right? Yeah, I guess so.
All of a sudden, I'm getting emails, tremendous amount of emails every day from women that are 5 to 10 years older than me.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I was 35 years old, you know, and you heard the term cougar, you know, somebody who's 40 is fine. But when I'm 66 and I'm getting 75-year-old and 80-year-olds, what do they think?
Yeah. Well, they want a younger guy. You're a younger guy to them. That's right. To them, you're young.
Well, yes, I am, but unavailable.
I also get the emails from 70-year-olds and 60-year-olds.
Yeah. I think what you're... Yeah, that has to be weird, though. I mean, because, you know, I mean, you are meeting people online. I mean, so, all right, so... If you're doing these, if you're on the internet, okay, and they're in another city, does that ever happen where you want to go meet them in another city? Or
I've had dates in Boca Raton. I've had a date in Cleveland, Ohio, and I've had a date in Thornton, Colorado. Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, hey, you get around. That's okay.
Research.
Research.
Well, maybe that's what I need to start doing, is more research.
Right.
Richard, this is something very interesting. A girl turned around to me yesterday and said, "I'm out on these dates for research for my next book." She actually said that to me.
Well, all right. but then I would think that sometimes if they know you're a writer, though, the thing is that they would, maybe if they meet you and you tell them that, they might think like, uh-oh, am I going to be in the book, you know, and they might not want to be in the book, you know. I mean,
well, my first reaction to that is that they can't be in my first book.
Right.
It's already been written.
Right.
I also get emails from people from Israel. And I get them from where else? From Kenya.
Now you could share them with Lawrence. You could say, okay, here's someone in your neck of the woods, right?
Do they think I'm going to get the car and drive over there?
Richard. Extra fact, from now on, all the 70-year-olds that approach me, I'll send them to Richard.
There you go.
That's called networking.
It is, you know, it is. You know what, truthfully, I mean, you've written books about this, both of you, and the truth of the matter is, you know, it really is nice to be in a relationship, and I think that that's really what everybody's looking for. I think sometimes, you know, you might not be looking for marriage as much as you would like to have someone to have dinner with, go to a show, you know, have a good time with, you know, having to go to weddings, graduations, bar mitzvahs, whatever, you have someone to be with. You know, it's lonely, I think. That's what basically, you know, and you're not always running to get married, I would assume. Not Lawrence, because Lawrence wants to have a family. So that would be the difference, you know.
But the thing is, here is that, too, as far as myself's concerned, I've been in a horrible marriage and I've been in a good marriage. So I know what's good and I know what's bad. If I was just in a horrible marriage and not a good one, I might not want to get married again. But I know what a good marriage is, that, you know, and that's what you're looking for. And then again, we are all, everybody is very picky, very picky.
Yeah.
And I tell my friends, they want somebody, oh, look, she's got a figure. Boy, I want to, if you want to grow with a 25-year-old figure, go out with a 25-year-old.
Right, yeah.
You know, at this stage of our life, we're all flawed to a certain extent.
Yeah.
You know, we don't, we're not, you know, Adonises anymore.
Well, you know, but see, but the thing is, though, is like, you know, but sometimes people in, and you, I'm sure you've, you know, Lawrence, and have seen the same thing. You know, a lot of women, you know, they think if they're not thin and perfect, they're not going to get a date. You know, and I don't think that's necessarily true. I think it's more to do with, like, if they're good-looking. I mean, I'm not saying if they're, you know, not attractive, but I'm saying if they're attractive and they're not perfect, you know, and they look nice and they're fun, I mean, I think that's what people really look for. I think they, you know, I think we all concentrate on, you know, listening, watching TV and everybody, but the stars don't even look like the stars look when they're regular. You know, they, if somebody's coming to put makeup on and they're exercising and they're doing yoga and everything, but in the real world, there are a lot of people that look pretty good for their age or whatever age they are, and they look nice, and they're not exactly a size 2. And I think that's what's happened to women, a lot of them, and they look, you know, they really look much more haggard than they do. They don't even look as good as they could if they had a few more pounds on them.
Well, just think about the women that get divorced after
yeah.
X amount of years that have let themselves go. You know,
yeah.
all of a sudden they're in the health club, they're this, they're
yeah.
that, because, you know, it's very difficult. You know, men are very, I'm sure women are too, but men are very visual creatures.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
you know, they're quick to judge. They're very quick
yeah.
to judge. You know, if they don't like what they see, you're never going to even attempt to get to second base.
Yeah.
And but that's just everywhere. That's everywhere.
Yeah.
But you know, you just
and that's
have
the
to.
Same with you, with women as well.
Yeah.
You know, same thing with Lawrence.
They,
I mean,
they look you over. They look you over within 20 seconds or 30 seconds. That's when you've got the positive. That's when you've got to make the impression.
Yeah.
Right, absolutely. But you know something, you have to be proactive and make it happen, because I realize when I get the paper every morning, I look up in the sky, I don't see anybody parachuting down onto my porch. So, you know, I'm not gonna beat anybody in the house.
Well, you might. You never know. You're gonna meet them, you know.
You just have to
I don't
say.
Well, I
no,
think I'm sure both of you you know,
it's draining women.
Yeah, but you're both going to be out there now, certainly, you know, doing book signings. So possibly this is where you two will be meeting women, because you will be out there, you know, and you've written a book. And, you know, I mean, that's probably a good magnet, I think, for women, you know. I would think so. That
well,
women,
not
they,
really,
oh, he's an author.
Not in Israel. It's not a very well-known thing, book signing. And there are no
creepies.
No. unless I go to New York, then maybe maybe it'll happen. Or maybe if enough people buy my book, then I'll be able to go to New York. How about it, listeners?
That's the thing. You know, actually, these are the kind of books people buy. You know, they really do, because, you know, they want the answer. And there is no real answer. It's like within ourselves, probably. But, you know, but it's very good to see books like this, because I think that people can relate to books like this, because I think men, women, any age, they don't, the dates are strange. I mean, even when you're a teenager, you kind of remember some of those weird dates, you know.
And
so
it gets
I don't think they'll
talking.
Agree with you. Yeah.
It gets people talking to one another.
Right, after people have heard about my book, and now people are coming out of the woodwork, they want, like, I've got a story for you. Oh, I've got a story for you.
Well, then write another one. I mean, that's the truth. They do have stories. You see, but everybody does have stories, you know, and that is true. You know, because, you know, when you're dating, you know, it's, I think that anybody that's had a date would probably, you know, been on dates, would probably remember most of their dates, you know. I mean, good and bad. You know, I just think that's a common thing that you don't forget.
Exactly.
Sure, you'd like
exactly.
to. Maybe you'd like to forget it, but you don't forget it.
Oh no, certainly they'll never forget.
Yeah.
There are those that you never forget, and there are those that you do, that you push out of your mind so quickly.
Yeah.
There was a time when I was going out on 3 dates per week, and even that was too much for me. And I've known people who go out in 6 to 7, even 8 dates a week.
You know, in your book, Lawrence, in your book, you know, you mentioned something that is really, that it just struck me. It's like you calling Purim like Halloween, the Jewish Halloween. Is that what you said? I mean,
yes, it is. The reason why I call it the Jewish Halloween is basically because people get dressed up in silly costumes, and
you mean adults,
you know,
do? I mean, adults get dressed up for Purim.
They do indeed, yes. You go to a Purim party.
In case the audience doesn't know, I'll just say, in case anybody's listening, Purim is a Jewish holiday. So you're saying that they get dressed up in Israel? Like, I know kids do here, you know, but I don't know.
We have Purim parties. Purim parties, for you, fancy dress parties. You go there dressed up as whatever you want to be dressed up. And, you know, maybe this year, it's coming up in about 2 months, maybe I'll go dressed up as an author, put on a hat and put on a pipe, maybe they'll believe it.
You should take pictures of this. You should take pictures of this, because I know kids do, they dress up, you know, but I've not heard of adults really dressing up like that. You know, when I read that, Halloween,
yes.
I guess. I never looked at it that way.
In Venice, they have the mask party, and it's around about this period when everybody goes in masks, everyone goes in fancy dress. But here we've got Purim parties, we go on parties. You never know who you're talking to at the party.
Yeah.
Well, if it works for you, Lawrence, tell me what you're wearing and I'll dress up and go on my next date like that.
Right, you can do that, I know.
Well, the picture's pretty
much. It sounds like fun to me.
All right, so you get past the first date, okay, and it's pretty good. Then who calls who these days?
Ah, here you go. I coined one and, you know, I came up with a little term here. One and done, two and through, three we'll see, four there might be some more, five coming alive. Actually, today though, you know, originally you start out, but a lot of women contact you because, you know, if you like something, you go for it because what's the worst thing somebody could say? No. You know, as long as you wake up tomorrow morning, that's the best, you know. But the second thing is, you know, a girl can call you. You have a good first date. Here's how I do it. If I go out with somebody, meet somebody for the first time, I never want to put somebody on the spot.
Right.
So if we're having a good time, and I would say to her, look, I don't want to put you on the spot. I would like to see you again, but I'm not going to ask for a yes or a no right now. If you want to see me again, email me, let me know. This way they're off the hook. I'm not putting pressure on them to say yes and then all of a sudden getting an email saying no. So this, you know, and if I'm not interested, I don't say anything. I say, you know, it was wonderful meeting you, you know, bye. So,
can I see you again? When can I see you again?
If I'm not interested?
Yeah.
Well, nobody wants to be, look, when I also tell people before you go out on a date, you know, just because we don't match doesn't make you a bad person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's very difficult to click up. And I would have to say that, you know, I don't think that we're a good match. And they have to accept that. You know what I mean? I've been told that before.
Yeah.
And, but, so I've learned, you know, with experience, this is what if I like somebody. But a lot of times, if they like you too, they say, I won't have to email you. I would like to see you again.
Yeah.
So you put the ball in their court.
Yeah.
Okay, that's obviously, I'm not sure if that's culture differences or whether it's age difference.
So what do you think? That's not going to happen for you?
That's not the way it works. That's not the way it normally works.
Yeah.
First of all, you know, there's a certain code that I've realized that you say, okay, neither of us want to meet one another again, that you can give at the end of the night. It's like saying, we'll be in touch. Once you say, we'll be in touch, you know, okay, neither of us were interested, fair enough.
Oh, really?
A girl will not get back to you. We'll be in touch basically means no, it wasn't for me.
Okay.
If you say to the girl, I'll be in touch, she knows it's not her, and then she says, yeah, no problem. As far as telling the person that you want to see them again, it's fine after the first date, but the following day, the girl will not call you back. She'll not get in touch with you. She waits for you to get back to them.
Okay.
And quite often she'll even be is quite often she'll even be waiting all day for you to get back to her. If she doesn't hear it, she'll say, okay, she's not interested. So the guy will always on that day say, send an SMS the following day saying, I enjoyed myself or whatever, I'd like to see you again. That lets her off the hook. If she doesn't want to reply to your SMS, she won't reply. Or else she'll say, thank you, but we're not a good match or whatever. But it's very, very rarely the girl who will make the mess. Unless she's a dominatrix.
Yeah.
If she's a dominatrix, that's something else. Then you want to...
I haven't seen one of those.
You have to go to Israel, apparently, for that one, I think.
I guess.
You want to go to dominatrix? I can send you two of them.
I do have a story in my book about that, though. There is a date that happened like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Well, I realized there was going to be a dominatrix in Iran.
I think listening to the both of you, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, I mean, it's not like it was if you're that, you know, when you're very young, but it's kind of like, you know, everybody wants to be have a match, but if it's not, I guess at the big, you just know it's not, so it's over then. You know, why, you know. But what about this, though? Because I know that I've had friends, like sometimes the first date didn't go that well, and the second was, you know, not bad, but the third, then something happened, you know, and they're kind of like, maybe they didn't, you know, sometimes on the first date, you just don't act the same way you might on the third date. But if you never get there, how will you know, though?
That's fine. If there's something in the first date that's worthwhile going to the second date. I'm not saying now what it was in the first date that made you want to go to the second date, whether the girl is a stunner or the guy's a stunner or whatever, or there was a little bit of conversation or whatever, but there has to be a reason to go to the second date. You're not going to go to the second date if the first date was a total disaster. By the time you get to the third date, then you're glutton for punishment.
Yeah. I'm thinking this sounds like a board game, like the old day, little kids do Candyland. It's like, can you go forward?
And
can you go back?
That's exactly the title of my book. It's called Kill Me Now, A Middle-Aged Man's Maneuvers Through the Front Line of the Dating Battlefield.
Yeah.
It's a battlefield.
Yeah.
Well, you know, but don't think the women don't think the same way that we think. You know, we can sit around and talk about women. Women sit around and talk, and everybody perceives themselves to be different. You know, every man looks in the mirror and sees himself as a movie star. A woman sees herself. But, you know, everybody sees. So it's all a preference in what you like, and hopefully that you can combine, two people can combine and also like each other together and have things in common. First of all, you have to be able to be physically attracted to somebody. They have to have a good personality, which is very important. And there's likes and dislikes, things that you have in common. If I wasn't so shy, you know, I'd have a hard problem, you know.
Yeah. I don't think that's a problem. I don't think so.
Mary's having a good time, isn't she?
Okay. But now, were either of you ever shy as a child at all, or
No. I was an athlete growing up, and I was never shy.
You were shy? No, you weren't.
I was very shy until a year and a half ago. And actually, in fact, until the beginning of last year, I was very, very shy.
Really?
Unbelievably shy.
Yeah.
I was scared of my own skin. And I think if I had a fight with myself, I would lose.
So I would think that girls, you know, girls might be attracted to a guy that might be a little shy because they're not used to that sometimes.
Maybe, but I'm totally out of my skin now, so I'm not in the slightest shy now.
Well, I think neither of you are, right. I mean, certainly if you've written books like this, right, you're not, you know. I do think, though, You will probably, you know, like, I, you know, a lot of times when I write screenplays, I always think that sometimes when you meet the person right away, you have some kind of a feeling. And sometimes they'll say, you know, oh, your story's too predictable, it doesn't happen that way, blah, blah, blah. But it does happen a lot of times that very way. It's something clicks right off the bat.
Oh, you know, that's one thing I make a point of saying in the book. So a lot of people talk about online relationships, virtual relationships, a relationship with somebody who lives in a, between, say, even between Israel and the United States. And people say, how can it happen if you've never met the person?
Yeah.
But it's somehow, even when you're speaking to a person on the telephone or whatever, you can tell that there's something about the person, something that you like. I mean, people
mm-hmm.
probably say, Richard's a nice guy by listening to him over the telephone.
Yeah.
And they say, okay, I want to talk to Richard or whatever. Or maybe even Marsha's a nice person, you know, by talking to them on the telephone. So but
mm-hmm.
there is some kind of, even with the sound of the voice.
You know, before we forget, I want either of you, both of you, to tell your websites and where they can find to buy your books. But I just wanted to say something that I did forget to say. On Friday, we had a show, and it was a really good show. It was on Books for Children's Hospital, and Willow Cross and Brittany Kerrigan were on, okay? And there's an ongoing project going for children's hospitals to donate books of, you know, because there's a lot of listeners that are children's authors. And you can go to Books for Children's Hospital on Facebook, and you can also, you know, contact me or go to Willow Cross or Brittany Kerrigan. And I want to thank a lot of people because they came into the show and they've been archiving it and listening to it. We've had a ton of response, so I wanted to thank people, and I forgot about that. But before, okay, and Lawrence, I want you to say where they can get your book because I don't want to forget that, and the same for you, Rich. Okay, go ahead. Where can they get your books?
Well, my book, Kill Me Now, is available from Amazon. It's available from Barnes & Noble, and it's available also from the publisher iUniverse. My website is killmenow.org, not .org, .org. My Twitter address Strudel L. Bigfoot. I'd love to hear you. Love to hear you all. On my website, killmenow.org, There's one of the tabs is for buy the book, and it's got a list of the stores that hold the book. There's also a link there to show where you can buy the book at the cheapest price.
Well, that's an interesting thing because, right, there are places, right, I know that. I don't do that. I think I need to find that because you have to look all over, right, on the Internet for that, right? I mean, because there's a lot of sites that do that, yeah.
Yeah, there are a lot of sites. iUniverse placed my book in many, many different sites all over the world, actually. You know,
yeah, I think that's where they go now. Yeah, a lot of the books go there, you know,
just before we sent the control over to Richard, I'll just say something that was very, very heartwarming. I was on the radio with Joanne of the Shark Radio Network.
Yeah.
And we were talking, and as we were talking, I got a message from somebody from Pakistan to say, Lawrence, you rock, I'm buying your book. And, you know, Israel and Pakistan are not exactly two countries that have diplomatic relations. But
you never know. Right, they're everywhere, you know, it's true, they're all over the place. Everybody, you don't really know where the books are, and there's so many places. Yeah, Shark Radio, Joanne has got a fun show, I'll tell you that. I was on that show. I'm sure Richard will be on that eventually, too, but it's fun. That show's fun.
Nothing happened about that same thing was that at the end of it, I happened to check my website, and I saw that somebody from Bahrain had done the same thing. Obviously, he was not allowed to email me because he probably would have been beheaded.
Yeah.
But he went and bought the book, which I think, you know, the fact that it's available in Amazon, people, this kind of thing, dating appeals to everybody.
Yeah,
that's
I think it does. Right, I agree.
So
it's a universal appeal.
Yeah, it is universal. It is. You know what? Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, I think that is true. I mean, this is a subject, because I have a lot of romance shows on with different romance writers, different kinds of romance, you know, every kind of romance, you know, and we have fun shows. I actually have one every month now. I'm going to have one, because, I mean, romance is really important to people. So, Richard, okay, now where can they get your book?
Right now, currently they can buy my website. My website is richwiner.com, and that's richwiener.com. And that's the only place right now they can get the book. And
then they'll be able to get it at World Castle Publishing.
On the 23rd, it's going to be released by World Castle Publishing. It will be released on the 23rd.
Yeah. Right.
And then it'll be available.
And then they're on e-books, too. Both of you have e-books.
Right.
Have a Kindle. Well, yeah, I know that Lawrence has a Kindle, and you'll have one, too. I know you'll be
right.
on Kindle. Mary, did you want to ask him anything, while we're here?
No, I look forward to reading both your books.
I actually have one on my Kindle and one I have. Well, Richard, I have his first book, but then Karen will be giving him. His book isn't out yet.
Right.
Well, yeah,
so
my book is on out on also not only Kindle but also Nook version and EPUB. It depends on the because it's various options.
Yeah, I think it's good. You know what? I'll tell you something. I think the e-publishing is a very good idea because I think that people, you can if you have your iPad or your iPhone, you can just read anybody's book.
Well, it's instant gratification for readers.
And then, a lot of times, like, someone's on my show and say, oh, I'll read that, the next day, or something like that, but instead of saying, okay, fine, I'll get it, and then you don't end up getting it, And I think that's a really good thing. Lawrence, did you want to say anything specifically to anybody, or do you want to announce anything, or say anything?
The only thing I've got to announce is that to anybody who's stuck, they feel that they're staying at home, and they've given up on dating because dating hurts. All I say to you is, get out there, go, have fun, enjoy your life. Don't sit at home. If you're stuck, even read my book and see how much I laugh. I mean, I have two sayings. I don't know if I use them in the book, but I have two sayings of that. The one is a Monty Python saying, always look on the bright side of life.
Yes, I agree.
It's a great song. And, and it's a great thing. Another saying is Jackie Chan in Karate Kid from 2010 said, if life knocks you down, you can choose whether to get up or not.
Right.
Don't be down. Get up, enjoy yourself. You've got one life. Have fun.
And I think think Richard's a good example of that. Richard, would you like to add to that? Because I think so.
Life is peaks and valleys. You don't stay up on top all the time, and you don't stay down all the time. And you just keep going. And you know something? You make it happen. And just remember, it should always be a want and never a need. It should never be a need, only a want. And I also want to thank Marcia for having me on the show today.
You're welcome. This is fun. Yeah, I know. And I think both of your books are really, these are books that I think people will want to read, and I think that they will read them because they're fun to read, and it's an easy read. And people are always writing now, they want a fast read. Well, both of them are because they're fun stories. It's not, and it's a kind of thing like, how kids look at a poem book. They can look at it again. Well, you can go back and look at it because there are all these instances of dates. And if you're out there dating, you could look in both of their books, and I'm sure you'll find something that is what the date you had. Because, that's what happens in life, and that's why people – but I do think the good thing about this is I think that people sometimes they feel alone and it might not be – they've had a bad date, but that's not true. That's why I wanted to do this show because this could happen to anybody. It doesn't matter. A date is
that's
a date.
That's the best thing. Yeah.
You can have
everybody's in the same boat.
At any age, but I think as you get older, the good thing is that you've had a lot of other dates and relationships, so you don't kind of have to, say, oh my God, is this really how life is? Because no, sometimes you had a bad date, so you go on again.
Keep
your sense of humor.
And I think you two guys are doing that. I think you definitely are out there doing that. That's for sure. All right, now I wish you both well. I wish you both well, and Mary, you get out there too.
Thank you very much for hosting us.
All right, thank you all for being on.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you all. This was a
fun
show. Thank you, and out there, go out for a date. Okay. Take care. All right.
Richard.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.